Today's Hot Country, 94.1 FM, WMIX. Big Jake here with you. A couple of special in-studio guests from the Mountain Township High School, FBLA. That's Future Business Leaders of America, talking about their 13th annual Pink Out game on October 10th. Welcome in Ellie Hall. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And welcome in Logan Armstrong. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Glad to have you both in here to chat a little bit, not only about FBLA, but obviously, what you guys do and this Pink Out game coming up, which is always a big deal for a lot of people. You know, my mom, I believe it's 10 or 15 years breast cancer free. Wow. So, you know, awesome for her. And, you know, there's a lot of people that have gone through it, and there's a lot of people that haven't gotten through it. And that's what October and all that is for. So we appreciate what you guys are doing for this Pink Out game. No doubt about it. So let's start out first. What grade are you both in?
I'm a senior.
I'm also a senior.
Both seniors. And you guys got kind of titles with the FBLA? I know there's usually some officers and things that are involved in it.
Yeah, so for our chapter, I am the vice president of membership. I am the southern area president, and I am the state vice president representing the southern area.
Boy, nothing like doing an extracurricular and being involved and having a whole nother set of things that you have to do constantly, right?
Yes.
Yeah, well, good for you, and good luck to you. Logan, what about you?
I am the vice president of outreach for our chapter.
That's absolutely plenty to do, I'm sure, in both roles for both of you. So when did this thing start, this Pink Out game?
This Pink Out game started in 2012 when our FBLA chapter president went to Ms. Hayes, our advisor, and basically just told her about this idea he had one night. His mom had just been recently diagnosed with breast cancer, and he was also a football player, so he gave her the idea, and we went with it, and it's been great ever since.
Nice. So I noticed in years past, now we've been talking about this, you know, I've been here for a while, so I've, you know, talked to other past FBLA members and other sponsors and different things like that about this Pink Out game, the jersey sponsorship thing. Now, did that start from the very beginning, or is that a fairly new thing? And if you don't know, that's okay. I more so just want to know how people can get involved with that.
I'm not sure when our jersey sponsorship started. But I do know if they didn't start at the beginning, they started shortly after.
Okay, so it's been around for pretty much most of it. All right, so now that usually the names on the back, now is that the sponsor, or is it usually a name of either a survivor or someone who has had breast cancer?
The names on the back are the names of the survivor or somebody who has passed from breast cancer.
Okay, that's what I thought, but I wanted to be sure. So, you know, anybody can be a sponsor. It doesn't have to be like a business, right?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. So what do the people who want to maybe get their loved one's name put on the back of a jersey for the October 10th game need to do so?
You can just get a hold of Ms. Hayes at jhayes@mvths.org or contact her phone number at 618-246-1828 and just say, hey, I'm wanting to sponsor a jersey. We have plenty of jerseys that can still be sponsored. We're trying to get as many as we can. It's $100 to sponsor the jersey, and all of our proceeds go directly towards breast cancer awareness.
And then they usually have like a ceremony, don't they?
Yes, there is a jersey ceremony after the game where the players directly hand you their jersey.
Yeah, and it could have your loved one's name on there. Mm-hmm. Very cool stuff. And shout out to Ms. Hayes for setting up this interview, by the way. I'm sure she's listening. Let's talk about the shirts, the big thing, the thing that people can take home, the physical, you know, aspect of it. I was kind of listening over when you guys were on our sister station talking about this. I guess pre-orders they're due today, right?
Yeah, so the online orders have actually closed, but you can still go into the school and pick up an order form.
Okay.
And we have short sleeves for 15, long sleeves for 25, crew necks for 30, and hoodies for 40.
Okay, so you said the online pre-orders are done.
Yes, they closed, I think, yesterday.
Okay, but you can still go to the school, basically between now and the game, right, on that Friday the 10th?
Our T-shirt order forms, I believe, are due tomorrow.
Okay, so get them in there, but then don't you guys allow people to buy them at the game?
Yes, we will have limited supply of short-sleeve and long-sleeve T-shirts to buy at the game.
Okay, so basically get your butt to the high school and get your shirts is what you're saying.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. If you want to have one, you want to make sure you get it soon, you know, as far as that goes. All right, what else do we need to know? Do you got maybe some other businesses that you want to welcome in or anything like that?
We do our halftime rubber duck drop. And you can still buy tickets at the game up until halftime. It's $3 for one ticket, $5 for two tickets, and $10 for four tickets. And the top two FBLA members that sell the most rubber duck tickets get to go up into the fire truck at halftime and dump the whole bucket of rubber ducks down, and the first one that lands in the center of the X, that person will win a $100 cash prize.
Oh, nice. So it's like a raffle thing. Okay. Yep. The duck drop. I got it. That's pretty cool. It's off the fire trucks. That's even cooler. Have you ever sold the most, either one of you?
I have not.
I have not,
sadly. Oh, no. All right. Well, we'll work on that. Maybe. Hey, so buy from Logan and Ellie, okay? I'm putting it out there on the radio right now. Find them. If you contact Miss Hayes, tell them I want to buy from Logan or Ellie, and then we'll have those two race each other to see who sells the most. So go check that out. Anything else we need to know about the 13th annual Pink Out Game, October 10th. It's put on by the FBLA, the Future Business Leaders of America. Get your shirts. If you want to get them ahead of time, for sure, you need to get a hold of the FBLA like now. But you do have that option for limited availability at the game on October 10th. Anything else we need to know about this game or who to contact or anything like that?
If you are a business wanting to sponsor this game, there can be a $100 donation, and your logo will be printed on the back of the Pink Out shirts.
There you go.
So if you want to do that, just contact Ms. Hayes at that email or the number that Ellie said.
Yeah, jhayes, H-A-Y-E-S, at mvths.org, or the phone number 618-246-1828. That's 246-1828. Logan Armstrong, Ellie Hall, we appreciate you both coming in. Thank you so much for the time, and good luck in the Pink Out game.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.